This is a special edition of the Disciplined Investor Podcast. Daily stock picks for the CNBC Million Dollar Portfolio Challenge with your host, Andrew Horowitz.
And welcome to another episode of the Disciplined Investor. And thanks for being here. This is a special edition because for the next 5 weeks, I'm going to give you some tips, some stock tips on the CNBC Million Dollar Portfolio Challenge. I've been doing it for the last 5 weeks, as you've probably been aware of if you've listened to any of these podcasts. And so far right now, the portfolio that I've been running with the disciplines that I'm going to share with you are up about 55%. So far, the profit line on the $1 million that we were originally given from the challenge is now at $1.5 million. And while we've had a couple of stocks that have, of course, lost, the fact is that for the most part, we've been using a discipline that combines some of the areas of technical analysis and fundamental analysis and particularly momentum and behavioral finance to give us a nice blend of a portfolio that can do well in this type of challenge. Now realize something, it's very important to remember that the CNBC Market Challenge, this $1 million that is sitting there at the end for the person who has the greatest level of total portfolio and the $10,000 that they give away each week, is not designed to be won by someone who has a very broad-based and diversified portfolio. It's just not going to happen. You're going to get $1 million when you start, and if you're in there already, you have some amount of money that you've amassed. And it's kind of like, you know, when you think about eating a hot dog, you know, the difference between eating a hot dog and entering a hot dog eating contest, what's the difference, right? And if you eat a hot dog, it's just a clean affair where you eat a hot dog. And if you're in a hot dog contest, it's kind of a messy old process that just stuff is flying all over the place, and you're doing everything you can to eat as many as you can within a short amount of time. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to these stock competitions. What you want to do is you want to find things that really have opportunity for quick and decisive movement on the upside. Now, let me step back and tell you a couple of things. First of all, the rules, right? You know that you're only allowed to invest in stocks that have a $500 million market capitalization or more. So that's the first rule. The second rule of this particular competition is that when you invest, you actually invest at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the market closes. That is the price that you will get for your buys and sells. Everybody's even. And within that period of time, again, 5 weeks, I'm up over 50%. So I'm going to try to give you some of those insights of what we could be doing. So this episode is all about the buys and sells for Tuesday, April 17th. And the trading for that is on the CNBC Market Challenge. If you do not have a portfolio right now, go over and sign up. It's free, and you can start out, and you can hopefully win some money if you're number one in the week or top overall for the 10 weeks. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Right now, today, Tuesday, April 17th, the buy seems to be something based on an earnings play. We're going to have two positions in the portfolio that I'm going to recommend. First of all, we're going to recommend Seagate. Seagate is the manufacturer of disk drives, and that has been an area that has seen just really awful results over the last number of years because, you know, you look at this Moore's Law, you talk about the fact that hard drive space is doubling over time and the price is coming down. So you have a contraction of price and the inability for the manufacturers to really keep ahead of the curve. So when you look at the chart of Seagate, what you find is a couple of things that really will come to the fore. First of all, look at the daily chart over a period if you want, and you'll find that with Seagate, the stock had a nice run-up for a number of months, and we saw a clear resistance point that was being hit time and time again. It was riding its 200-day moving average for some time, and then we saw it drop down once again in the last about 2 months to its overall low and its support level of 2150. That's where it's resting right now. The analyst are not really looking for anything positive with Seagate. And these are the kind of stocks that I like to buy for this kind of competition. Because historically, what I have found is when there is really no drivers for a company, when the analysts are really looking at it from an aspect of disappointment, when there is not a lot of eyes on it, what we find often is that when it is approaching its support levels, when it is seeing a chart that has shown significant decline, there really isn't much more that can go wrong for the company. Now, again, this is a competition purchase. You have to be aware that buying for the competitions are much different than it is for buying for your own portfolio. What we're trying to do here is hit a home run. For your portfolio, that's not what we're doing. So keep in mind that all the discussions on this are about the competition. So the first thing is to buy Seagate, and we're probably going to end up selling it at the close of tomorrow when we see the earnings come out, or possibly the following day when we see it follow through.
What would you do with $1 million? Want to learn how to trade like a pro? The CNBC Million Dollar Challenge is on. Get registered. It's free. Links can be found at thedisciplinedinvestor.com/blog. Register, then listen in for stock tips each day on this podcast. The Disciplined Investor, your place for all things financial.
Secondly, Bank of New York, BK. Bank of New York has been in the troubled sector with the consumer and commercial debt, but primarily the consumer area, that has seen such a sharp, horrible contraction over the last few months because of the subprime lending issues, which we've talked about on this podcast before. With that in mind, while it is seeing its stock price much higher than its 200-day average and its 50-day moving average, what we're seeing is a consolidation pattern that has been born. It has been testing its lows significantly time and time again, and it has not breached any of those. It has also done the same on its resistance points or its highs time and time again. There is some concern over the sector that they're in and the fact that there could be a concern over the acquisition of Mellon. I think that this gives us a good opportunity in the finance area to invest in something that could have some nice movement, because they have between 41 and 43, this consolidation range. If they do show a good earnings announcement tomorrow night, what you'll find is that it should pop through the $43 area and move significantly higher, probably towards the $44 or $45 area that's been pent-up demand has been holding it down from for some time. So my recommendations are, for the portfolio, for the $1 million portfolio challenge, to buy 7,500 shares of Seagate Technologies and 10,000 shares of Bank of New York. That should not give you a full allocation in your portfolio if it is at least $1 million or more, but it does give you a nice position going into the close where we're going to see some volatility on both of these stocks. And then following the announcements, we'll then determine whether we're going to hold it further or we'll sell it right away. Again, Seagate Technologies, STX is the symbol, and Bank of New York, BK is the symbol for that. Feel free to ask me any questions you want. Email me, askandrew@thedisciplinedinvestor.com. Good luck in the competition. We'll check in tomorrow and see how you've done.
Trade like a pro, or at least play like one. CNBC is giving away $1 million during its Million Dollar Challenge. The Disciplined Investor's competition portfolio has earned $500,000 since the challenge began and has consistently been in the top 1%. Here's your chance to get in the game and learn from a pro. Each day, new stock ideas will be discussed right here. Stay subscribed to this podcast for buy and sell recommendations. The recommendations of stocks for the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge are intended to be used solely for the benefit of the trading with the competition. Please note that these are considered aggressive and are intended for the contest, which will end on May 25th, 2007. The recommendations during this special segment by the host or anyone related to this podcast should not be used for actual investment portfolios.